Laura Harders does her family's grocery shopping on Fridays, armed with a shopping list and coupons.
I'm going to try to get my coupons up front that I know I'm going to use.
Harders started using coupons about 6 years ago when she was expecting her first baby. She was planning to quit her job and needed to find a way the family could live on one income.
So instead of having to go back to work, I was able to stay at home and almost bring out an income just by the amount I was able to save. 50 cents off any one cornflakes? I'm going to go in and get that.
By using coupons, Harders usually cuts her grocery bill in half. On this day, she saved even more.
So before the sale price and before coupons, my total went up to about $80. After coupons and the sale items, I brought it down to about $20.
She collects coupons from different places.
Most of my coupons I get from the Sunday newspaper inserts. I also get a lot of coupons online. There's credible sites such as coupons.com, smartsource.com, and others, as well as manufacturer websites where you can get high-value coupons.
But not all shoppers use coupons. Mariam Cindy doesn't even like the idea.
So I think it's really time-consuming, and a lot of times I find that if I do find a coupon, for example, if it comes with a cereal box, I'll leave it there and then I'll forget about it, and by the time I remember, it's already expired.
Hopefully everyone in this room is interested in couponing or at least ready to save some money.
But clipping coupons doesn't have to be time-consuming, as Harders explains in the workshop she leads on coupon shopping. The first coupons were given out in 1887 in Atlanta, Georgia, by a man who wanted to build excitement and encourage customers to try a new beverage, Coca-Cola. 125 years later, that's still why businesses issue coupons. What's changed, says marketing consultant Ferris Kaplan, is the way they're issued.
More young people are actually using coupons because it goes right to their cell phone, and then when they go to their store of their choice, they can walk into the store and they're automatically sent coupons, or they can quickly find coupons and use while they're right there without a printer, without paper, without having to look at a newspaper.
The website certificate creates digital coupons for more than 1,000 businesses and emails them to about 55,000 customers. Certificate founder Jamie Ratner also profiles one of the businesses each day.
You're the star for that one day in those people's emails, so they're reading about you, learning about your business, and then having the opportunity to purchase the coupon.
With more young people going online to find deals and save money in this tough economy, Jamie Ratner expects digital coupon services to expand and thrive in the future. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.